I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Welcome to Soul School, everybody. Today is lesson 12. We are almost done with 2015, and whether you're hearing this at New Year's Eve time or whether you're listening to this at a later date, the point remains, we all love resets and second chances. This time of year, we all appreciate having a new chance, and a lot of us are skeptical of New Year's resolutions because we seem to lose our momentum around February, and as the statistics show that most resolutions to eat well, to exercise, to stick to our diets, putter out around February. And so that makes some of us not even set resolutions at all. And maybe resolutions aren't where it's at, but there's a lot to be said for giving ourselves another chance and giving ourselves some grace as the new year rolls around. And I think that setting new habits and setting ourselves up for new intentions and self-improvement in the new year is really an important thing. And I know that I like to plan for what I want my year to look like and what I'd like to happen in the new year. And I like to review the old year and see where I've been and see where I'd like to go. I don't know if you're the same way, but I'd like to tell you some of the things that I hope come in the new year. For January, we're going to be doing something called Sin Create, where we talk about a theme, and for January, the theme is vocation. Finding your life's calling and the cry of your heart. We're going to be talking a lot about what it means to have a vocation or to renew or find vocation anew. And there's going to be a lot of things we're going to be talking about in ways you may have never thought of before. And I think it's going to be really exciting. And moving into February, we're going to be talking about things in new ways with regards to repentance. Not really religious repentance, although maybe there'll be some topics with that, but repentance in completely new ways, because repentance is actually a navigational definition. And so there's a lot of new things coming up for 2016, and I think it's going to be really exciting. And I'm a person who is a spiritual formation person. I studied spiritual formation in graduate school, and I spent a lot of time going deep into those topics. And so those are my vocational topics, and I'm very excited to see what is in store for 2016. Now, last year, for 2015, I created a resource to help people start their new year off right. And it was actually a big hit in January last year. And I admit, even for myself, it didn't take off more than a few months. But actually, to be honest, it wasn't even meant to. It was a tool to promote gratitude, self-reflection, and to sharpen you day by day. But I know for a fact for myself that those types of things wouldn't be a 365-day practice. It was a practice that was going to work for probably 2 or 3 months. And I have a link to the resource at sparkmymuse.com, and it's something you can download for free from noisetrade.com. There's a link there. You can also tip. It's a dollar if you want to give me a tip, or you can give me more than a dollar if you'd like to. I created a resource that you can download and print out one per day. And what you do is, for a few minutes in the morning and a few minutes at night, there's little prompts, and you can reflect to get started in your morning, and then reflect at night to see how your day went. It's a really, really good tool. And it's based off the gratitude journal that you might have heard about. There's various sources that you might have heard about the gratitude journal. But actually, I feel like I've improved it. Don't want to pat myself on the back too much there. But there's two options you can pick. One is a sort of a generic one that helps you reflect on your day and start your day off and then reflect on it. And the second one is actually prayer-centered, so it's a very different approach. I would suggest actually downloading both of them and see which one you like. You have nothing to lose because you can download them for free. I just check them out. I would do that. You have absolutely nothing to lose. It might make your January better, and maybe even if you want to continue it on past January. I have no wild expectations that you continue it for 12 months. It might give you a much more heightened sense of self-awareness. I found it to be true in my life, and I will probably take up the practice again. But these types of practices, I think, only work until they become habitual. And then you actually have to sort of re-engage in a new practice that becomes fresh again. So you just have to use it for what it's worth. So one of the reasons why I think starting the new year fresh is so important in a spiritually formative and soul care and soul school kind of way is because it re-engages our brain to be more mindful. There was a fascinating study by Dr. Ellen Langer in which men who were 80 years old, this was back in the 70s, 80-year-old men were put in an environment 20 years prior. So for two full weeks, they were put in this environment where everything was 20 years different. The artwork was different. The cars were different. The newspapers were different. Every single thing that could be different and put 20 years prior was. And what they found in a two-week period, after they gave them all kinds of testing, they found that their eyesight improved 20 years difference, their hearing improved, their cognitive function improved. They reversed the clock on these men 20 years by putting them in the environment where they felt like they were 60 again. What was so remarkable about the study was that how old you are has so much to do with how old you think you are. And your brain dictates so much of how you feel and how you act and how you perceive the world. And so as we restart our year, if our brain thinks we're restarting, we give ourselves a chance to truly restart. And perception has so much to do with if we're going to give ourselves a new chance. I will put links to this study and this woman's work at my website, sparkmymuse.com, if you're curious. It is such a fascinating body of work that she has. Another fascinating piece of work that she did was about placebos. Now, what we don't think about with placebos is when a drug company tests a drug, they'll test a drug and, of course, they'll do a double-blind test where the doctors don't know if they're giving a placebo, they don't know if they're giving a regular drug that they're testing, and patients don't know, are they getting a regular drug or are they getting placebo? They don't know. Say the placebo matches the drug, and it's the placebo tests out 35% effective and the drug tests out 35% effective. They say, well, that drug doesn't work. It tested out the same as placebo, 35% and 35%. Forget it. We're not going to continue to use this drug, and we're not going to test this drug any longer. It's the same as placebo. They toss it out. But how about study the placebo? It turns out, in a case such as that, people were taking sugar pills, and 35% of them were healed by sugar. And that's remarkable. What's going on? Study the placebo. Nothing was curing them except their minds. And when you wrap your brain around what's happening there, these people with real illnesses, legitimate illnesses that could have been cured by drugs, they're not being studied, but they're being cured by something that's perception. And so when you think about just how powerful the mind is, to do all sorts of things like cure the body, you realize that perception is extraordinarily important for our way of living and being and interacting in our world and even healing ourselves, finding wholeness. And so my homework for you today is to create a new habit and think of the new year as truly a chance to create a new habit that will improve your way of life. Truly think of the new year as a way to turn the page. Take a calendar of 2015 and rip it up. Make it a symbolic gesture. But a symbolic gesture, as we all know, isn't really just symbolic. It really stands for something. A symbol stands for something, but it stands for something real. And so my challenge to you is to take a 2015 calendar, burn it, rip it up, do something to it, let it symbolize something that you don't want to do anymore. do a symbolic gesture to close out 2015, something you want to leave behind. Allow your mind to let something go in 2015 and start 2016 in a fresh new way. Thank you so much for listening to Soul School in 2015 and for making 2015 the year I started Spark My Muse, the podcast, a really fantastic year. There's so much in store for 2016, and you have made this a wonderful year for me. If you appreciate the show, I would just love to hear from you. You can contact me at sparkmymuse.com and leave a review at iTunes if you wouldn't mind. That would be a lovely New Year's Eve present. I wish you well, I wish you blessing, and a happy new year. Show notes for this episode can be found at sparkmymuse.com. There you'll find details for websites and people and books mentioned in this episode, and sometimes you'll find photos and videos too. Please stop by and check it out.